And this is the anxious moment before the start. The starter's looking very cool. Has he got them in line? And there we... Yes, they're there, and I think they're off. They are indeed, and indeed all off except King John's Castle, who wants to do it another day. But there they go down the hill there, like a cavalry charge at the Battle of Waterloo. And I can see A.P. McCoy's white cap bouncing up and down like an animated mushroom. He's in the thick of it. That's good news. And here they are now coming up to the first. Black Appalachia is there. Hello, Bud. I can see Snowy Morning. There, over the... Oh, my goodness. Eric's Charm is the first faller. He's down at the first fence. A long way to come for nothing. And there you can see the car that's keeping the camera on them, making sure of fair play. And they're going up now towards... getting towards Beecher's with these rather grim, stern-looking houses in the background. And here they come to Melling Road for the second time. And we've got... Hello, Bud. Bud in the lead from Black Appalachia, and there McCoy, Tony McCoy is there too. He's on the outside looking very dangerous. They're coming up to the last, they jump it level. Tony McCoy has gone into the lead, and is this going to be his breaking his Grand National duck? It could very well be. What a terrific moment this is, and look at Black Appalachia, he's hanging in there. Brilliant, he's been in the race, Dennis O'Regan, all the way. But Tony McCoy, you can see him there coming around the elbow. And he's running away, going away now. And here is the greatest jump jockey of all time. And this is history. This is one of the great moments. Here he is, lengthening his stride, lengthening his lead. And there he is at the winning post. He's done it. He's done it for the first time. Goodness me, he's been unlucky in this race so many times. And that says it all, doesn't it?